Good evening, and welcome to Georgette Pierre Radio. First stepping out on the scene as a member of 90s R&B group NSTA, Bobby B's solo career kicked off when he released his first single, Slow Down, thus solidifying his music career as a successful solo artist. His signature sound has been heard on hit singles with Ludacris, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, and more. Back with his fifth studio album, he released the first single titled Mirror, featuring Lil Wayne, that's sure to heat up this summer. With his own label imprint, Blue Collar Dreams, and a charitable foundation for the youth, Bobby V stops by to discuss his new album, releasing music on his terms, and what fans can expect. I welcome Bobby V. How are you?
I love that introduction.
Do you?
Yeah, you did that so good. You had me anticipated. I was like, dang, I wanted to meet this guy.
Well, you know what? I've been a fan of your music since you stepped on the scene with your solo career.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, for sure. So I know you've been in the game since 96 when you were in the group, and then you jumped into your solo career. And now you're already four albums in, hopefully like your fifth one. What have you found rewarding thus far in your career?
It's been good. Like, I've really been blessed, you know, to be around, you know, for so many years, because, like, the music industry isn't made for people to be in it for a long time. You know, like,
yeah.
Back in the day, you know, a lot of people made careers. Like, when you was a musician, like, you made a career out of it. But now, it's almost like a fling. You know, you do it for, you know, a couple years, you put out one or two albums, and it's a wrap. You know, I was just talking to somebody a couple weeks ago. I'm like, you know, I grew up on Jodeci and D'Angelo, and, like, you know, they were classic. You know, in the 90s, you know, the very classic. They the reason why I am today. But, you know, they didn't even get the opportunity to put out, you know, one or two albums. I mean, Jodeci put out two, D'Angelo put out one. You know, so for me to be on my fifth, you know, it's like a blessing.
No, I think that's something a lot of artists thought about, and I think that's what I thought about with you. I mean, you've had a lot of longevity. You know, you're obviously known for your signature sounds, and I know, like, recently when I knew I was going to talk to you, I found myself revisiting a lot of your old stuff, which I love, and I was listening to Rebirth, and most of your songs about love, sex, and relationships. Do you ever look back and say, I wouldn't mind being in a relationship, or I would love to have a girl I sing about in some of these songs? Did that love bug ever hit you?
Man, I mean, I would love to get, you know, bit by the love bug, you know. I mean, for real, you know. But, you know, it's kind of hard to find, you know, I think we all kind of look for, you know, that perfect person, you know, the perfect situation, you know. But, you know, relationships never going to be perfect, you know. And that's something that, you know, we all have to kind of just, you know, it's some sacrifices we got to make, you know, in order to have a successful relationship.
So maybe one day you'll fall victim to one of your songs.
There you go.
Now, I know you were a feature on Nicki Minaj's Roman Reloaded, and, you know, it's called Sex in the Lounge. How did that come together?
Nicki hit me up. She hit me out the blue. I was on the road traveling. She was like, yo, I want you on my album. I was like, bet. I'm ready. She was like, for real? She was like, I'm going to fly you to L.A. Are you busy right now? I was like, well, I got a show tonight. You know, she was like, but how soon can you get out here? I was in New Orleans at the time. I was like, man, I come tomorrow. So, you know, she flew me out there, went to L.A., and she had already had the song pretty much put together, like, you know. But, I put my stamp on there, you know, put my ideas on there, you know, and she loved it. So, you know, me and Nicki, I remember when Nicki was first coming up in the game, you know, and me and her was always cool, you know. So it's a blessing because, you know, she could have put anybody on her album, you know. I mean, she
right.
You know, she's Nicki Minaj, you know. But for her to, you know, to call me and to, you know, want me to be a part of her project, it was a blessing. And, you know, I give her, you know, kudos to her. I appreciate her.
But, you know, I feel like it says a lot about you and your career. I mean, when I go back and listen to, you know, Mrs. Officer with Lil Wayne or Pimping All Over the World with you and Ludacris, I mean, it wouldn't have sounded any better if it wasn't you singing on those hooks.
I appreciate it.
No, seriously. So we're going to play a snippet of your new single. Can I tell you, I have not stopped playing it on repeat since I got it. So I'm going to have you introduce it, and we'll check it out.
Definitely, you know, and I appreciate it. This record, I know for sure that this record is going to be big. you know, because it's like this song, like when I recorded it, you know, I just had that feeling, like that same feeling when I recorded Slow Down, Miss Officer. Like when you record them records that are hit, like it, you just got a certain feeling about it, and that's how I was when I recorded this song. So without further ado, world, this is your boy Bobby V, and this is my single, my new single off my new album entitled Dust to Dawn. But the name of the song is called Mirror, featuring Lil Wayne. Let's go.
Yeah, let's check it out. I'm telling you, like, that song is going to tear up the radio airwaves. Now, let's talk a little bit more about it. How did you decide to put Lil Wayne on that track? Like, where did you get the concept of Mirror and then adding Lil Wayne to that?
You know, see, the reason I know that song going to be a hit, because, see, that song's sexy, you know.
It is.
You know, That's how I know, like, because that's the Bobby V thing. I can't speak for other R&B artists, but I like them songs to just make people feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what that song says to me. And it's like, I've been singing for so long, and I've sung about every subject that a person can sing about. So, you know, I just try to come up with something creative and something different. And, you know, Mirror, you know, that was just something different. It was something I never talked about. And actually, like, the whole Nicki Minaj situation is kind of how I got Wayne on the record. Because see, me and Wayne had lost touch for a minute. You know, numbers changed, and, you know, he was touring and I was touring. So I haven't talked to him, like, in over a year. But when I did the song on Nicki's album, Wayne was on that song as well. But he recorded his part, I think, in Miami, and we was out of L.A. But Nicki had her album release party at Live in Miami. So, you know, I flew out there to support her, you know, because I was a part of the album and stuff. And, like, you know, her party was crazy. And, of course, Wayne was there. And, you know, I saw him. And, man, he was like, man, where you been? You know, like, we was in the club. Like, and it was crazy because, like, we was in the middle of the club, and he was talking to me. Like, he wasn't even studying the club. He was like, man, where you been, man? Put your number in my phone right now. And I end up, because I was just flying in to go to the party, and I was leaving out the next day. But he was like, man, come by the studio. You know, let's chop it up. Let's catch up. So I went to the studio, not that night, but the next day. You know, we chopped it up, you know, just kind of caught up, and, We went right to work. One thing about Wayne, his work ethic, he has the greatest work ethic out of any artist that I ever seen. Like, he lives in the studio. And, you know, it's like, you like, Lil Wayne, what he need to be recording for that much? Like, he's rich. He got the hottest camp out, you know. But he in there working like he's a nobody, you know. And, you know, so that, like, he really inspires me. And, like, while I was in the studio, like, you know, I did a record for his album, you know, and I was like, man, I want to play something for you. He was like, man, go ahead. And I played it. He was like, yo, that's crazy. And, you know, Wayne, man, it don't take him long to write a verse.
He's
just going to the booth and zone out, and it's a done deal.
It was funny because a lot of the blogs I was reading when I think I heard the single before it got to the radio, And a lot of the bloggers were saying that they loved Little Wayne's verse. They couldn't wait for Little Wayne's verse. But I was in love with your hook, of course. I think that's the part that I play back the most. I mean, the whole song, it marries very well. You and Little Wayne, it marries very well. So big up to that song. Besides Little Wayne, are there any other features?
I'm trying to get some more features locked down, you know, as we speak. Because I'm about like 60% done on my album, so I'm still working. But I mean, I'm going to probably have Kurt Cobain on the album. Me and him been collaborating a little bit. I got a duet with Chrisette Michelle.
Okay.
That's already completed. And this is a real hot song. And I'm working on some other collaborations as well. You know, I'm just trying to do everything the right way.
Yes, so Dusk Until Dawn is Bobby V's fifth studio album. One, first and foremost, congrats on that. What inspired the title, and do you have a release date as well?
Yeah, it comes out October the 2nd, Dusk Till Dawn. And, you know, that's just, you know, kind of part of my grind. You know, like I say, I'm inspired by Wayne. I feel like the people that are the most successful, you know, the Rick Rosses of the game, another person with a great work ethic. You know what I'm saying? You know, Chris Brown, you know, got a great work ethic. You know, artists that are successful, you know, some people be like, man, you know, they just lucky. But a lot of folks ain't lucky. Some people are lucky, but majority of the people that are successful, they put in work from dusk to dawn. You know, they put in that work. And, you know, a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people just see, like, they made it because of their looks. They made it because of who they know. They made it because, you know, but you can't discredit that. And, you know, I live by that. My label is called Blue Collar because that's my mind frame. You know, I have a blue collar mentality. I got a blue collar work ethic. And, you know, and that's what I do. I grind and I work hard from dusk to dawn.
I love it. And speaking of blue collar, because I wanted to get into that, that's your imprint. What has that journey been like since you stepped out on your own with your own imprint?
I mean, it's been a blessing. You know, that's when my third album, The Rebirth, you know, that's when it all started. You know, I was signed to Disturbing the Peace and Def Jam for my first two albums. But I was eventually dropped from Def Jam, and then I asked BTP to release me. And, you know, a lot of people had counted me out at that point in my career. Because they was like, man, without Luda, without, you know, Def Jam, Bobby V ain't going to be nothing. But, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to step out on faith. And I started my label, Blue Collar. And I had Miss Officer and I had Beat Beat at the same time. So it was like all of the people that was hating and stuff, they was like, dang, he bigger than he's ever been, you know. And I did it. You know, on my own label, and it's been a blessing because, like, you know, as far as being an entrepreneur and a businessman, I got a lot more respect, built a lot more relationships, and you know, it's been cool.
That's amazing. That is super amazing. Now with the production, did you go to your go-to producers? I know you did a lot of stuff, and you've done a lot of stuff with Tim and Bob. Are they on this album as far as the production and have you worked with some other producers as well?
Yeah, they're going to be on the album, but this album is not going to be majority Tim and Bob produced like, you know, my first and second album. I got a chance to work with a lot of new producers on this album because one thing about, you know, people be like, well, how you stay in the game so long? And one thing you have to do is you have to change with the game. You can't let the game change you. But you got to change with the game. You got to keep up with the trend. So I still try to be a trendsetter, but keep up with the trend. So, like, Mirror was produced by a dude named K.E. He's a young up-and-coming producer. You know, he produced, like, some hot records. Like, he produced Rick Ross, one of his singles, You the Boss with Nicki Minaj. He produced Future single. You know, so he got the hot sound. What I did was we're working with him and other new producers, too, that they have that hot new sound, that are more hungry and just, you know, willing just to really just grind and really just work and do what it takes. You know, they don't really have no egos right now and all that. Like, they just working and enjoying working. And, like, they have helped to keep my spirits up and, you know, just kind of make me a kid again, you know, to keep it all brand new. Sometimes music can get so political and it can get so about everything else, you're not even having fun making the music, you know.
Right.
So when you work with young cats, they excited to work with me and, you know, and they so like amped up, you know, because it's their first time. And that kind of takes me, it gets me more excited and it makes me more passionate about the music. That's why the results come out so good.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I'm so excited. I mean, I've loved your stuff with Tim and Bob, but I definitely get where you're at as far as in the kind of switching it up. Because I feel like that signature sound of yours is always going to be there no matter what track you're singing on. Now, something that people may not know is obviously you went to Clark Atlanta, got your degree in mass communications, and you started a charitable foundation for the youth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my foundation, it's for higher education. You know, I did go to college, and, you know, that's one thing that I want, like, you know, more, you know, especially the African Americans to do is to go to college and actually graduate, because that's like when you got your degree, that's one thing nobody can take away from you, and that's a great accomplishment. So, you know, I want to continue to, you know, help people to go to college and just get that education. You know, I wouldn't trade my degree in for nothing in the world. You know, and this, and being an artist, there's not a lot of artists with college degrees, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I feel like I've accomplished something that not too many other artists have done. So, you know, that's my foundation, and you know, we stay active in the community with that, and as well as I like to do a lot of speaking and stuff to kids, and you know, just trying to speak hope and, you know, uplift and let people know, you know, I made it, so you can make it, you know.
So, if we got to find you, Bobby V, to speak on the panel, would that be easy? Would you definitely be into that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as long as, you know, as long as my schedule is clear that day, you know, hey, I'm with it.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll be like, Courtney, we need Bobby. We need him right now. Word. And last but not least, how can fans keep up with you online? What do you have going on? Twitter, your website, all that jazz.
My Twitter is at Bobby V, B-O-B-B-Y-V. Facebook is Bobby V Music. And, you know, I mean, I'm active on my Twitter and Facebook, so y'all can always hit me up. And, like, I'm the kind of person where, like, I tweet my fans back, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I'm real active. And, like I say, man, Mirror, that's the single. It's on iTunes, and I encourage people to go get it on iTunes, you know, support. You know, R&B, support your favorite artists, because, see, this is a business at the end of the day. And, you know, people always be like, man, what happened to such and such? What happened to such and such? You know, if you're not selling albums, if you're not selling singles on iTunes and stuff, you know, you're not going to make it in this game, because it is a business. So, you know, support me, support your favorite artists, you know, and buy their music. Don't download it illegally. You know, the single Mirror, I just want everybody to request it. And, you know, I'm doing a people movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm asking all the people just to, you know, request it and, you know, help me to make that record big, and I'm going to keep delivering good music, you know.
Yes, because I've already been sending it out to people. I'm like, okay, listen, this link, I need you to hear this song right now and buy it on iTunes. And this was a couple of weeks ago, like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this track is amazing. And I started sending that to all my friends. So I'm definitely, I'm part of that people movement with you, Bobby. So I'm with you. I am with you.
Cool. I appreciate it. And, you know, just been, thank you for having me today. And, you know, much
thank
success
you for joining
to you.
Me. Yes. I'll hit you up on Twitter so you can, you know, so we can keep in touch. And hopefully I would love to see you do a show in New York soon so we can finally meet each other.
What's your Twitter?
It's Georgette Pierre. G-E-O-R, G-E-O-R, G-E-T-T-E, P-I-E-R-R-E.
Georgette.
Pow, pow.
I see you right here, Georgette. I see you.
Yes.
All right, cool. I appreciate you so much. Half
thank
woman,
you.
Half amazing.
Yeah. That is I. Yes, we'll definitely come to New York and do a show so we can see you do your thing up here. So, again, Bobby, thank you so much. I wish you well with everything. Look forward to hearing this new album. And however I can help, tell Courtney, let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Got you. I appreciate you.
I have to thank Bobby V for joining me tonight. Dusk Till Dawn is his new album, and it's going to hit stores October 2nd. In the meantime, you can check out his new single, Mirror, which is now available on iTunes. Speaking of iTunes, you can catch this episode and other archive shows podcasting on iTunes by searching Georgette Pierre Radio in the iTunes store. Remember to always trust yourself, believe in yourself, and never give up. Thanks for listening to Georgette Pierre Radio.